If you're looking to have a strong back, this video is for you. Most people talk about core strength, but fewer people talk about core flexibility, and even fewer people talk about joint health. And in the end, it's all about protecting the nerves. If the nerves stay protected, you move and feel good. If the nerves get irritated, you can't move and you have pain. So we want to make sure that you have all three pieces to the puzzle: the joint health, the core flexibility, and the core strength. So for this video, we're going to focus on core flexibility. There are five layers of back muscle, and there are four sides to our core: front, back, side, side. There's also four movements the core does. The core does bending forward, flexion, bending backwards, extension, bending to the sides, lateral bending or side bending, and rotation. Today we're going to go over stretches for each of those movements for the core, so you can learn core flexibility. The first one we're going to do is a cat-cow, where we're just going to start moving the discs, moving the joints, and moving the muscles to start to get them warmed up and loose for the stretches that we want them to do, so they're prepared to stretch and relax and lengthen. With this, we're going to have the hands under our shoulders, the knees under our hips. Show you the side view here. Okay, the belly's going to go down, the head's going to go up, and the butt's going to go up, and then the tail's going to tuck under, the butt's going to go under, the belly's going to go in towards the spine, and the head's going to go down. You can do this a couple times nice and slow. You can even keep those in positions and just relax for a second and take a couple breaths so that your body can stretch from the inside where you're breathing. Remember, with flexibility, you just want to put light tension on and relax and let the muscles lengthen. And if your body gives you space, you take it. Okay, we can go side to side now. Now it's left shoulder towards left hip, right shoulder towards right hip. You can go side to side. So we're warming it up. The first thing we warmed up was the bending forward and bending backward part. Now we're warming up the side bending. Now we're going to warm up the twisting. So reach one arm under and turn. Reach another arm under and turn. You can stop the video at any time and do as many of those rounds as you want. If I was going to be doing that, I'd at least do two or three or four nice slow stretches in every position. And if I had time, I'd make 15, 30, 60, even 90 minutes out of it if I had the time to, because it's that important to be flexible. All right, next thing we're going to do is a little more dynamic. We're going to put a little more motion in. So this, once again, we're working on bending backwards and bending forwards. We're warming up that motion. So I'm tucking my tail under, I'm pulling my belly button in, and I'm lengthening my midsection, and I'm keeping my back protected and my legs firm, so I'm not just leaning back, because I do not want to lean back into my back. I want to keep my back protected, and I do that by contracting my belly. So tail goes under, belly contracts, and I go forward as far as I can and keep my hips and belly engaged so that my hips and belly are stretching, but my back is staying protected. And then when I go back, I shoot all the way back and I lengthen my back and I reach my arms forward and I push my butt towards my heels and get a nice stretch in the back. Now, I don't just go straight, then I go on a little bit of an angle. So I go to the one side and now I'm stretching into the side more than I am the front. I'm leaning to the front on this side, and when I go back, I'm going to be stretching more in this section. And you can even move your arms over to get a deeper stretch all down through here. This is all the core, all your sides, all around here, from front to back and from side to side. You do what you would do a couple of those, and then you go to the other side, all the way up, all the way back, all the way up, and just pause and do a couple breaths. Remember, I'm tucking my tail under, I'm keeping my legs and my butt engaged, I'm keeping my core engaged, and I'm trying to lengthen more than I'm trying to go backwards. I'm just trying to lengthen and keep my core tight. Lightly flexed, I should say. Keeping my core engaged so I can protect my back and at the same time stretch my front. But I never do anything at the cost of my back. So I was stretching the front, but I was definitely making sure the back was protected by tucking my butt under and lengthening and using my core. And that looks just like this. I'll do it one more time because it's that important. I'm going under, I'm lengthening, my belly's engaged, my back and my legs, I'm keeping these protected, and I'm just going forward. And then I'm just letting that little bit of stretch stretch the front without pushing my back back too far. Okay, so we did the front, the back, we did the sides, and now we can warm up some rotation. That's how the upper and lower half turn. So what we could do is put one leg on top of the other and let it fall to the side. A couple of nice relaxing breaths. Spend as much time in each area as you want. Do not rush. I'm just going through this so you can watch the video and pick out what you want or follow along and at least get one repetition in each area. But over time, you may want to add two or three reps to your whole workout, or at least definitely to your troubled areas. So same leg that I put over top, I'm stretching to both sides. One, when I go this way, is going to do a little more of the front side. And two, this way, when I do it, it does a little more the backside. So when I put each leg on top and do both sides, I'm getting the front and back of each side. All right, and then I do one with my leg out. So anything that works for you. If this works for you, it's fine. If this works for you, that's fine. If this works for you, that's fine. It's all about stretching where you're at, not stretching where I'm at. It's not even about me stretching where somebody else is. It's wherever my muscles are and what I need to feed them to grow and be more flexible and protect my back and my nerves and my body and my muscles better, which allows me to live better and adapt to the environment better. And then just do the other side. And this is nice when you put this arm up. This is one of my favorite lengthening stretches right through here. Good. Just always make sure you do both sides. Nice and relaxed. Let your muscles relax, light tension, breathing. It's funny how your body and your mind work together. If your body gets tension, your mind starts to get tension thoughts. Or if you have tension thoughts, your body starts to get tension. So really allow yourself this time to really take care of yourself, because this little bit of time you put in for yourself is going to allow you to go out and live your day a little bit better, a little bit healthier, which helps you go through whatever you go through better. So again, now we're lengthening this side. Good. So sometimes when I do motions, I turn the bottom half, and sometimes I turn the top half so that I get the stretch from the top down or from the bottom up. So those were bottom up turns. Now I'm going to do top down turns. So this is good for the shoulder, but it's also a nice turn for the core. And these are the stretches that give flexibility to the core for turning. Please be patient. Take your time doing these. Always make sure your spine's as straight as possible. If you're doing any movements, still make sure you have good posture, your core is in, your tail's tucked under, you're protecting your spine with everything you do, because remember, the spine is at the foundation, protecting the nervous system, and the nervous system determines how healthy you are, how you feel, how you move, and how much you enjoy life. So that's our number one goal, is protecting the nervous system. We do that through healthy joints, a flexible spine to handle stress, and then strength on top to be able to move us around and do everything we need to do without messing with our flexibility, spine, or nerves. So it's all those pieces together. Okay, now we're going to work on some side bending. So this can stretch out our sides. We'll just start up high because this is the least amount of tension, where we're just leaning over. And at the same time, I'm stretching my feet by sitting on my heels with my toes tucked under. You could do that, or if that's too much for you, you can just put your feet flat. So you're sitting sort of on the top of your feet. Okay, so now to go a little deeper in that stretch, we kind of put our feet like this, one leg in front of the other. And now when we lean over, we can push off our side a little, which could give us a little deeper stretch, or we could lift our arm over. But in this position, we're gonna get a little more of a stretch into our hip. And this is the stretch, the part of the core that does side bending. We couldn't even count the thousands of times we're bending forwards and backwards and side bending and twisting and all the activities we do in a day. That goes for our low back and neck and everything. We go through thousands and thousands of repetitions a day. Okay, now we're going to go forward, but we're sitting up, staying up. We're going to go over towards the side of the foot. We're going to go over towards that knee, and then we're going to go forward. And now this is just going to move that stretch right to this section, which is a really, really good stretch, because these muscles get used a lot to pick up our body. Every time we bend over and come back up, it's these muscles we're using. Okay, and then we switch. And when you're doing those side bends, it's okay to go to both sides. But when we do this front stretch, we definitely want to go over the side that your foot in front, the foot that's in front, that's the side we want to turn to. So we're up, we're over, and then we're stretching out. And once again, that's going to stretch right through here. You'll notice when you're doing these stretches, your problem areas are going to show up in the form of tightness, or stretches will be a little more difficult to do. Still start slow, still be gentle with yourself, still be patient, but just increase the consistency so you can get the breakthrough, so those muscles can get healthier, so you can prevent injury, be more active, and suffer less, which I think is something we all want, right? Okay, next, one leg in the front, one leg back. Let the front foot lock onto the knee, okay? And then when you turn, this foot is going to push into this knee, and now we're going to work on some deeper rotation and lateral bending at the same time. So reach back this way, and you are just going to feel, instead of whereas the last one was back here, this one is all to the side in the front now. And reposition your hands if you need to. So you're sort of going back over your hip and turning at the same time, lightly. You're breathing and relaxing. I'm feeling that here. I'm feeling it on the other side. All good stuff. Simple stuff you could do at home, right on your floor. You could do the whole workout if you have time, or after you've done the whole workout and you find the stretches that work for you, you write them down and just make sure you're at least doing that one each day. So that way you're at least addressing your trouble area. Gotta remove roadblocks from healing. You gotta remove roadblocks from better health. We're putting stress on our body every day, and the more we take it off, the less roadblocks we'll have, and the more we'll progress into higher and higher levels of health. but it takes work and it takes time, just like anything you value and you want to see improve in your life. Wonderful. All right, let's do some more sides and then we'll finish with a forward stretch because I always like finishing with flexion. So with this one, you could just go over to the side. Go as far as you like. It doesn't matter how far your legs go over. I'm just doing a light stretch to show you the positions. So this is the side bending one. So we're really getting the side. And now I'm going to go forward, but I'm going to go over this way and stretch and then over this way. So this is like sort of like dynamic stretching. I'm stretching, but I'm putting my body through the movements that it goes through in a day so that I could get healthier at those movements and more flexible at those movements. So I'm better able to perform those functions. The longer I'm better able to perform those functions, the less injury I'll have from performing those functions, and the faster I'll be able to recover because I have a healthier muscle. You could do circles in, you could do circles out, you could do big ones. So this is multiple movements. This is flexion, rotation, and lateral flexion. Now, at first, I was doing one movement at a time. Then I started adding two movements, like bending and turning. Now I'm doing flexing, bending, and turning. Now I'm doing three movements at once. You want to be flexible and make sure your body's equipped in all these areas. And anything you want to get better at, you practice. And stretching and exercising and getting adjusted is practice for the game of life. Very good. And then just a simple forward one. You can just stretch forward like this. There's a million of stretches that'll do this for you. I always like ending with forward and backward bending because they're the movements I do the most, and it feels like I'm balanced and centered when I end with bending forward and backwards. If you really want to get a nice one, you lock that leg in by doing this and lean forward, and that'll really get you deep now. This is a little more leg-oriented, and I know we're talking about core, but hips and legs are an extension of the core. Good. All right, one more. So, 1 foot forward. Don't let your knee go past your ankle, so make sure you're stretched out enough in that direction. Come forward and lean up. This will give you a nice stretch through here. These muscles attach from here to here, so you want to stay up. This leg goes back, and then you go forward to stretch it, and you'll feel that nice tension here. You can also sort of dip that hip down and get deeper into the hip. Or you can bend forward here and go deeper into this hip. A lot of things you could do from this position. Then from here, you can go back and go back and sit on your foot. And now you're flexing that low back and you're flexing that hamstring. So you can do that as often as you like. I'm gonna make sure I do both sides. From this position, you could do rotation. You could do side bending, you could do a whole bunch of stuff, but let's just make sure you at least have one good stretch in each area. So once again, I'm up, my belly's in, my tail's tucked under, I'm protecting my low back at all times. I'm getting a good stretch here, I'm lifting up high. I'll dip into this hip a little bit so I can get a little deeper into there. Give this hip a little stretch. Go all the way back. Get a nice stretch through the back here. I want to show you a couple things we could do with the exercise ball too. first thing I do is extension. So I get low, remember, tail tucked under, core in, belly flat, lifting tall, not going backwards, going tall, going up through the top of my head, going up, 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 not trying to go back at all. Tail is tucking under, belly button's pulled in, and I'm going tall, 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 tall. And as I do that, I'm starting to lengthen my legs a little, and that's stretching all the front of my body. The more I go down, the more it stretches my hips. The more I come up, the more it stretches my belly. So this is core stretching the front. You stay here, take a couple breaths. Always protecting the low back though. Good. Next thing I do is go to the side. Bottom hip that's touching the ball, that leg goes forward, the other one goes back. And now I'm leaning over to the side of the ball. I can put my arm back a little if I want to stretch the front a little more. I could push my arm forward and my hip back if I want to get the back a little more. But when I go right over the side, I stay there. Great. Other side. Remember, the hip that's on the ball is the leg that's forward.
Very up. Very there. Hit on it. And back. Hit on the front.
Push my hip back and my arm forward if I want to get the back.
And then straight over if I want to get the sideline thing. Beautiful.
And the last one. This is a stretch and a light traction for the low back. So always be very careful. I lock my knees in. I keep my elbows close to my side. I tuck my tail under again. I pull my belly button in again, my sides. And I'm always lengthening. Everything I do is about getting taller. So it's up, 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 getting taller, taller. Tucking the ball in and stretching back over it. Up, 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 up. And tucking and stretching over it. And then just little light rolls here. So it's a nice little stretch happening on the low back here. Perform this series at least one time a week or something like this, and then hit your trouble spots at least 2 to 3 times a week. This is going to be a great start towards helping you get better core flexibility. Okay, so I think we had a lot of great stretches for each area. Remember, if you want to keep your back as healthy as possible and protect your nerves and your nerve system, which is the most important thing you could do to feel well and be active, it takes 3 pieces. It takes joint health, it takes core flexibility, and core strength.